USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump's lawyers will urge the Supreme Court tomorrow to let him block access to his tax returns and other financial documents sought by three congressional committees and a New York prosecutor. In one of the most closely watched disputes of the court's term, the cases will test the justices' independence and could yield major rulings on the power of Congress to demand documents from a sitting president or the authority of a president to refuse. The court will hear two separate cases by telephone conference call, with each justice taking a turn to ask questions, a process that began May 4th and for the most part has worked smoothly. It has, however, tamed the normal back and forth of oral arguments, and the questioning has been less aggressive. Whichever way the court rules, the decisions, and there will be one for each case, will be a blockbuster. The rulings will be released by late next month. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
The White House is requiring everyone who enters the West Wing to wear a mask or face covering after coronavirus scares near President Donald Trump, spotlighting the challenge Trump faces in instilling confidence in a nation reeling from the pandemic. The directive comes after two known cases of COVID-19 among staffers in one of the most protected complexes in America sent three of the nation's top medical experts into quarantine and Vice President Mike Pence into self-isolation. A top world health official is warning that countries are essentially driving blind in reopening their economies without setting up strong contact tracing to beat back the flare-up of coronavirus. Dr. Michael Ryan, the World Health Organization's emergency chief, says that robust contact tracing measures adopted by Germany and South Korea provide hope that those countries can detect and stop virus clusters before they get out of control. His warning comes as France and Belgium emerge from lockdowns and the Netherlands started to send children back to school. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Gas prices are starting to rebound, and USA Radio's John Clements has details.
Average gasoline prices are likely to continue to climb in the week ahead as more states reopen across the country as demand for gasoline continues to rally. Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.com.
Across the country, the lowest average prices can be found in Oklahoma, where the statewide average is $1.45, followed by Arkansas at $1.46, Mississippi at $1.48, Texas at $1.48, and Kansas, also at $1.48. The priciest average gasoline can be found in Hawaii, where the statewide average is $3 per gallon, followed by California at $2.75 per gallon, Washington at $2.42, Oregon at $2.37 per gallon, and Nevada at $2.30 per gallon.
I'm John Clemen.
A surfer was killed in a shark attack near Santa Cruz, California, at the Manresa State Beach. A 26-year-old male was surfing when he was attacked by an unknown shark species, according to the Santa Cruz Sheriff's Department. The department said the victim was pronounced dead on the scene and the next of kin was notified. That stretch of beach 1 mile north and 1 mile south of the attack will be closed for 5 days as a matter of protocol that goes into effect during any shark attack. The state beach was already closed to non-locals to slow the spread of COVID-19. The United States saw a rise in shark attacks from 32 in 2018 to 41 in 2019. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.